At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. It ain't Friday today, as you are well aware, unless you're listening to this on Friday. So you know what that means. I got us a little some extra for you early. So we got ourselves a mini-sode today. So I just like to drop a little some before the full episode, which is every Friday. So mañana, if you're listening to this on Thursday. All right, so today, your audible boo-thang wants to discuss this fight. And I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. And damn it, I want to talk about it. Okay, I'm talking about this Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight. Wes and I go ahead and discuss this. And not just that fight, the other three fights as well. We discussed those because I was one of those people who stayed up and I watched the entire thing. I sure did. I love boxing. I was super excited about it. Some things really pissed me off. A lot of things excited the shit out of me. It was a really good experience. And I got to see, you know, Mike Tyson with my dad, even though it wasn't the Mike Tyson I would have liked to see with my dad, but it was still a wonderful thing to experience with him. Thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out with me a day earlier. To support this podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments directly under the episode that you're listening to. So in the comment below, tell me about this fight. What did you think? Did you stay up and watch the entire thing? Which fight was your favorite fight? Because there are four cards. It was great. Oh my God. Okay. Without further ado, the fight of the year. Let's talk about it right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So let's go to Celebrity White Corner. Mike Tyson versus the Jake Paul fight. It was sad. I was one of the people who stayed up from the beginning of the fight. I saw all four fights. I stayed up all night and watched that shit. Now, the first fight was bullshit. The Indian dude, who I think is like a YouTuber or something, I don't know. And then the Brazilian dude, who actually never fought before, from what I understand, like a real boxing match. The Indian dude was like, he's bobbing and weaving. He had good footwork. I'll give you that. Real good at swaying. Mm-hmm. But his punches, it was like, imagine throwing one of those dandelions at someone. You know those ones that like float in the air?
Yeah.
I feel like if you were to softball throw that underhanded to me, it would feel like one of his punches.
Sounds about right from what I saw.
Imagine me air punching you right now from across the room and we don't even make a connection. I believe that is probably how hard his punches were.
Probably. There's a good chance of that. There's a good chance.
Mm-hmm. You know that there's times in life where you hurt yourself and it hurts so bad your heartbeat changes and shit. I don't think his opponent ever felt that.
God damn.
That fight was a farce. And you know it. And that was the only time Netflix was working, which really pissed me off because nobody was watching that bullshit. And then he humped him in the corner. What was that? Did you see that? Fucking bullshit. All right, fuck that fight.
That was basically a comedy routine.
It was ridiculous
for the most part. Yeah, that was the least entertaining fight out of all of them. So yeah,
I mean, it was a toss up between that fight and the actual main event, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the second fight we had Barrios and we had Ramos. Mm-hmm. That was a championship fight. They were fighting for the belt, a real match. It was amazing. I enjoyed it
decent,
immensely.
Decent fight.
amazing fight. I enjoyed myself. And you said something about this as we were talking about this at one point. You said something about it being the first time for a lot of people because of it.
Oh, yeah. Just due to the whole Mike Tyson, like Paul of it all, this is a lot of people's first boxing event that they're actually invested in and participating in. Yeah, the Netflix part does hold a part of it too, because a lot of that's even now, a lot of those fights are pay-per-view, mm-hmm. and you have to actually mm-hmm. go out of your way and ordering it and tuning in and all that stuff. And
yeah,
you know, there are what's the best way of putting it? I forgot what it's called, but TV you have to be scheduled to watch for mm-hmm. is a lot less. It's a lot less current in our day and age.
Yeah.
So people don't do that as often.
That's
so,
true. They're just ready for it. Just when they wait till the stream drops.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. they watch it when they feel like
they
it.
Fucking binge
so
it. Yeah.
The fact that they actually, a lot of people for the first time, you know, let me just go.
That's true.
Let me sit here at this time, watch this. Let me watch this. It being a fight on top of that. You know what I'm saying? All four fights. People
feel so American.
People that they didn't know, I'm sure for the most part, they didn't know any of those fighters. You know what I'm saying? They were invested. You know what I'm saying? And they really locked in for the most part. They really gave it their all as far as, oh, let me try to figure out mm-hmm. what this fighting thing is about, this boxing thing.
I love that too, because boxing is like, it's a fucking classic sport for this country.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm a huge boxing fan. And the fact that all of these, this entire sport was being shared to people for the first time, saying like, oh shit. And mind you, I'm only talking about fight two and fight three.
Well, I mean, all four of them, bro. I mean, regardless of how it went, a lot of people learned a lot from these fights, from just overall boxing culture in general, mm-hmm. and a lot of people became fans that night.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
A lot of people fans that night.
I had not heard of Barrios and Ramos, unfortunately, because these amazing fights are usually on pay-per-view or channels or things I can't afford, mm-hmm. I don't get to see them. So I get a chance to see, like, you know, clips on YouTube or something like that, but you don't get the full excitement from round to round every moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, watching something live will always have a certain feel to it.
This is like maybe my fifth time in my entire life seeing a live boxing match on TV,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so now the third fight was my favorite fight. And these are two fighters that I am aware of.
Yeah.
I actually followed them a few times in a few fights, Taylor versus Serrano. That fight was fire. It was a woman's boxing match. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor, in my opinion, she did not deserve to win that fight. She likes a headbutt, and it's actually something that a lot of her competitors in the past have complained about, her leaning in with that head. And almost every fighter that she fights has the same exact injury above their eye. She opens up their lids
mm-hmm.
with her fucking head. And she was deducted a point from one of the matches, from one of the rounds, excuse me. But she still won. I think it was like by two or three.
Under normal circumstances, that's...
it's bullshit.
She would have lost that fight.
It was almost as if the ref was like, yeah, this is fixed. And like, listen, both fighters are amazing. They can both do shit that I can't do, at least not to that fucking level. I'm not a fucking champion. But as someone who has trained in boxing before, I know for a fact what she did was fucking bullshit. And it is what it is. But mm-hmm. I did enjoy the fight. I have more respect for those fighters that I just mentioned than I ever did before. It was an amazing time.
Yeah.
Now, dealing with the Mike Tyson and the Jake Paul fight, it was sad. The first round was great. At the moment he tripped on the way out, I saw that and I was like, shit. You can't even walk out there right. Like, fuck.
Yeah, bro.
And then the first round was good. He got a real good tag on Jake that made Jake go, oh, wait, this man can still hit a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Round two, we started to see him, you know, get a little tired. Then round three, it was crazy. He barely made any swings. Jake Paul made at least two or three times the amount of punches and lands. It was just sad to see. And at one point, I think it was like round five, I think it was. It was eight rounds, 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like round five or six. Mike sits down, and you see him like trying to catch his breath, and he's trying to like shake off this exhaustion, and he's just sweating all over the place, and he just at that time, I was like, oh, Uncle Mike, Uncle Mikey.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? And he looked at me in my brain. He like, I'm doing this for the fucking $20 million. So I get it, bro. I get it. And so I don't take this loss as a stain on his legacy at all. The man is 58 years old. He did all 8 rounds, all 2 minutes, didn't ask for no timeouts. He was just doing his thing. And I'm still not a fan of Jake Paul as a fighter or as a person, but I will say this. The man is a marketing genius. He's a business genius, in my opinion. He ain't no fucking fighter until you fight someone your age who is also a boxer who has been training. Yeah, I want to see that. But if that's not going to make him a lot of money, I don't think we're ever going to see that. But shout out to Mike Tyson. Shout out to the Mike Tyson fans, Jake Paul fans. I don't know. Hey. Yeah, I just thought it was great. I thought it was just good to see him be Mike, even if it was just for one round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit there's a lot of shit I can't say about it, but I'll just say this. Man got his money. Everybody got their money. And he said he'll fight again.
Yeah.
You know, because he don't care about, he's a man who no longer cares about his legacy, which that's perfectly fine.
You think that?
I mean, he said it. I don't know if y'all, there's a little girl that does these interviews called Jazzy World. Look her up. She does great. Shout out to her. And he did a interview with her beforehand where he just really didn't give a fuck. Like, it was one of those before, like, pre-match, it was like the aura around it was, oh my God, he's about to kill this man. Oh my God. Oh, he's locked in. He don't give a fuck right now. But it, in retrospect, it's just really just a man who just doesn't really give a fuck. I mean, yeah, he does. There are, because even in the match, he does. You can see he's holding back in certain moments. There's a moment he goes for a certain shot, and he pulls back, and it scares the fuck out of Logan. Scared the fuck out of him.
Jake,
whatever. Scared the fuck
Same
out
guy.
Of Jake.
Yeah.
Scared the fuck out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh wow, you really saw. And I'm not sure if him biting his gloves was an indication of that, like trying to hold back the beast, but it was just an indication of, all right, you know what, I'm just gonna have fun, I'm gonna try not to kill this guy and just get my money and get out of here, you know. And it sucks, that's what it is. And again, I can even say more than this, but it was sad. But again, everybody got their money, so what can you do?
I don't think that Mike doesn't care about his legacy. I don't think Mike cares about what people think. That's one thing that he doesn't give a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
He already has his legacy. It's there. It's not going anywhere. He still holds titles that nobody else does at ages nobody else could. He don't gotta say, I care about my legacy. This is what his fights and his...
I mean, that's for us to talk about. That's for us to talk about. You know what I'm saying? You mean
like fans in general?
Yeah. That's what that is. But
yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean,
but I tell you what, he wasn't hurting for no money before this fight, but because of all the things that he's doing, good for him. But this $20 million ain't gonna hurt.
Yeah, he's a man who's done a lot of things in his life.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna say what his pocket's looking like. I don't know, but. I'm sure he's feeling a lot better financially after this. I could definitely say that.
All right, political answer. Seems like you know some shit that we don't know. On the OD podcast, hopefully Wesley will go into deeper speculations of Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I'll talk about the script. I'll talk about the script on my podcast.
Coming up next, turns out Mattel doesn't want to be attached to porn.
What? That's weird.
I know, it's strange. On the Professionally Silly podcast. We said what we said. I hope that y'all enjoyed this discussion. I'm still trying to figure out if I did. Subscribe to this podcast and download your favorite episodes and share with a friend. There's no reason to hog all that silly to yourself. Okay, there's enough for me to go around. Don't you worry about it. Also, I would love if you guys left some positive reviews and ratings, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That would be amazing. I could definitely use the support. Check out the show notes for some bonus information. I got my social media down there. I've included my link tree. It's got all of my most used social media and platforms. My P.O. box is down there too. So if you would like to write me, you can do that as well. Check out my show notes down below. Once again, it's your Audible Boot Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. The number of people older than you never goes up. Just, you know, random ass thoughts that attack my brain cells before I go to sleep. Well, stay positive out there. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, which I hope is tomorrow for the full episode. Watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana! That's next week in Spanish. Okay, bye.